following shiur has been presented by Rav Chanoich Saltz, Rosh Koil and Av Bezdin of Koil Evan HaEzer Lamaisa, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Saita Daf Chof Dalet. I'd like to talk about the inyan of married lady covering her head. When does it start the din? Does the din start when she becomes arusa? I did a kedushin when she gets the ring. That's when she's ready to cover her hair. Or no, only after nisun, which whatever it could be. It could be maybe under the chuppah as soon as you're finishing all the shemir brachas. The Chacham Sofer explains like that. That's when the nisun is. Or else, telling the yichud room. Or else, the svarim who have no real yichud. Maybe it's telling when she goes home at night with her husband. That's when the chiyuv is. So, when is the chiyuv? Is it din on an arusa? Or is it din on a suha? And Bizman HaShas was much more negeya because they waited for 12 months after the eris until they did the suin. So, then it was a child of 12 months in between. So, they have to cover the head the whole time or not. Only when she becomes a suha. Only when she lives together with her husband in one house. So first, let's go. Is it a chiv? What's the chiv? Chiv derais rabbonim. What's the mekayir of the chiv to for each nesua to cover head? So this is more in ksubis tachayim beis. More says over there, roish ksub derais to that has to be uncovered. It's derais to gedin that a head that can't be uncovered. The ksub it says in the pasuk uforas roish leisha. It says by a seita when they mask her that you uncover a head. The Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel, Azorah l'Bnei Yisrael, Shul Yitzu l'Furu Rosh. State to her that it's Azorah's Isser for Bnei Yisrael to go out with an uncovered head. So, that's the Mekarit Din, that they have to, Isha has to cover her head, and she can't go with an uncovered head. The child is what's the Chir, is the Chir by Erison or by Nisun. So, first, the big Raya, that there's no din on Arusa is from the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph of Ksuvus. The Mishnah says that when im yesh edim she yotzes beheinuma v'roish shepruah ksubos mesayim, this edim that she went out v'roish shepruah with uncovered head and with uncovered head ksubos mesayim, it shows she was a ksuba. So what does mean uncovered head? Zot Rashi, sarah ksefel kaka in her hair on her shoulders uncovered kaka in megan lahoitzi esabesubos. That's the way they used to bring the psulis from the father's house to the Beis HaChasna. And going to the Beis HaVal for Nisuin, that's the way they used to take them. So, and the whole time, they're talking about she was an Arusa. She wasn't taking, we had the Arusin, and then afterwards, so she became Nisua. There was time between, and now you're taking the base from the father's house, the Beis HaChasna, to go Nisuin, and live with her husband Mamish. And still, the hair was uncovered. Alamai Zirai, that Arusa doesn't have to cover her hair. Maria Levi is mad chederai, and he wants to say the Rashi says over here Sara al ksefel, and kachay noigin lahoitzis absulus beitzavin beitzachasana. That bemis here was covered the whole time after Arusa. Just over here was Sara al ksefel. It left a little hair out, and somehow that wasn't the problem. Why? Because the minig was kach. Since whatever is minig is kach, there's no giri yitzharas, and that's not a problem. And it's also the time is when they're taking them from here to there, from taking Beis Avim and going for the Nisuin, that's when they did it. After Simon. They did it after the Simon. But the rest of the time, the hair was cut. So, yeah, that's the main Raya, and that's the way he solves up the Raya. So now, let's go back to let's start with our Sugya in the site Daf Chof Dalet. Okay. So, there's the Mishnah brings it in. Arusa, Vishemeres Yavam. Loy shoyses loy netes tzuba. Narusa and Hashemeres Yavam don't drink the loy netes tzuba. Shenamei, well, how do you know this? Asher tista isha tachas isha. Tachas isha. Dachas tachas isha. Prat larusa Hashemeres Yavam. Only tachas isha is the din in the parasha of shoyses loy netes tzuba. Loy shoyses loy netes tzuba. Shoyses is after din by tachas isha. A male not arusa. That's one drasha. And the Gemara brings another madama who has a different drasha of tachas isha. That he learns from over there, Tachas Ishech, and that means after by Nisuin, that's when it's called Tachas Ishech. Tachas Ishech is only at Nisuin, and that's when the din of drinking is Dafka. Mashink by Rusa, there's no din of drinking. Oh. So now, if you want to say Pashit, how do we know that you have to cover your hair from the Pashit in this parasha site to Faras Roisha Isha? So in the parasha site, state Gemara is not talking about Narusa. So about only Nisuin. So when we say poshet, so mehecha teisa, there's a chiyav on an arusa to cover a hair. The parish is only talking about an arusa, not arusa. So you make up your male arusa statenist a chiyav. El, now you're going to make up your own chiyav. You can't do that. It's like a punya, there's no parasha which talks about it with covering hair. The same way, arusa is no parasha. Parasha says it's only parasha manisur. So poshet you say, mehecha teisa should be a din on an arusa to cover hair. Because there's no makar for that. So, the only teretz I can hear for that is that just like Chazal, just like the Torah was machmir by Arusa more than Nesua in some things, when they get the skila, she gets a punishment much more than Nesua. Why does she get a punishment more? Because it's much easier for Arusa to mizayin than Nesua. Nesua is bereis baila, husband washes, so she's together with her husband. Mashing Arusa, she's not together with her husband. So therefore, she can mizayin more. So therefore, the Torah was machmir on the Einish to say the Einish is skila. More than a regular HSS who doesn't get the Shechomitic Einish of Skila. So the same way, obviously, do whatever you machmir by Nesuva, Koskin, you should machmir by an Arusa. So they're covering the hair is also epis, is that she should not, her beauty shouldn't stick out, and Mela shouldn't come to Snus. So there's a din if by Nesuva she has to cover her head, because Bechosh is that. Koskin, there should be a din by Arusa, she has to cover her head. So you could say that Taka the Post is only to one Nesua, Parash is only Nesua, but still there'll be a Kavu Chayma for Arusa to have to cover it. That's why you can answer, and that would be your Makar. The Gemara over here in Saita Unzadaf says, brings these two Psukim, and afterwards the Gemara asks the question, Vaha, Ki Osir Reb Acha Bas Hanina, Midiraimu also Vaisni, Masnita Biyode, Mi Balde Ishech, The parish is talking about when it was Shchivas Baal first, before the Baal, and not that the Shchivas Baal was before the Baal. So, Ibizai, the cash is, why do you need these psukim to tell you that Arusa doesn't drink? The whole parish is only talking about in the sewers. Hey, where's the Shchivas Baal first? That's in the sewer. So, why do you need these psukim of Takas Isha or Takas Ishech to tell you that Arusa doesn't drink? You have another pasuk, Mibal Neishech. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Macham Mishkakas Lo Kigon Shabola Orus Beisavia. The case is where Orus Labala Beisavia. In a case where he was Bala first Beisavia, wasn't it so? He was Bala by Arusa when she's still Arusa is Bala. Then it Val the Ishaich is not a mute because the Maisa was Bala Baila. And male, that's why you need all the psukim of either Takas Isha or Takas Ishaich to make that Arusa doesn't drink. So now, that's the Gemara is going asking that going with that yisoid that the chil that is a p'tur of the takasisha or takasishaych and about the ishaych is not the p'tur, but if it would be a p'tur, then you wouldn't need a psukim. So Frank Maria Levi, now let's go back to our pasuk uforas roisha isha. If the din uforas roisha isha, it's only by nesua not by arusa. Because there's no din that Arusa has to cover her head. So why does the same kasha? Why do you need a pasuk to tell you Tachas Isha or Tachas Ishech to tell you that Arusa doesn't drink? The parish is talking about a forest Rosh Isha. A case where her head is covered and you have to uncover it, which is in a sewer. And in the middle, you don't need a miyat for Arusa. Is a raya that Behemoth Arusa also her hair is covered. A male of Horus Rosh Isha passes even by Rusa, and that's why you need all the psukim of a Tachas Isha or Tachas Isha. Because in Arusa is covered in him, and that's why this is not Horus Rosh Isha, is not a mute. Oh, so you could, maybe you can imagine that. No! I'll tell you, just like the Gemara said over there, with Mabal the Isha, what did the Gemara say? Maybe a case where there was a Shiva's Baal first. There's no din of Shiva's Baal because it's not in the Suva. In the Tzias, there was a Shiva's Baal. So maybe you say the same thing over here, that it's talking about a case where it was where she covered her head anyway, even though there's no din to cover her head. Once the Raya is din to cover her head, maybe it's talking about a case where she covered it anyway, and that's when the din of Shiva is. So the Chayyar that wouldn't have to say that. Because the Yisrael of Faris Rashi says why? He's still in Avla to Mivazah her, and therefore maybe she'll be murdered. So. This is Dafka, is the case, where is it a bezayin? The big bezayin is the case where everyone, like you, is the head is covered. Means you have to cover your head. And you're not covered, that's price of bezayin on you. Mashing is someone whose grandad puts on something on the head, doesn't need it, it's not a bezayin to uncover it, because you don't see anything funny. If you have to have a covering and you take it off, that's a bezayin. But if you don't have to have a covering and you take it off, that's not a bezayin. So then you can't just say that because grandad should cover the head. That's why, that's when it would pass the kima of the pasuk for us, Shisha, and that's when you need the other mute. Someone wants to say, I think the Mokhan Gibayim wants to say, that, you know, there's a chalik between the Yisraelites, there's a chalik between these two psukim, between the pasuk of Mibal the Ishech and of Foras Rosh Ha'isha. Mibal the Ishech is that's a parasha. It's a tnoim of the parasha. So available with Baal, that's the tnoim master here. So that, has to be able to be Mokhan. Mashenk and of Foras Rosh Ha'isha now. But Maria Levy doesn't like that. He said no. The parasha is not, Baal the Ishach is not extra. Not extra because he needs for other things. And Elamite Gemara still uses for drasha. So Taku Parasha Shishan, even though it's not extra, also this also should be used for this thing also. Even though it's not extra, still the parasha says it. And that should be a Tanai, even though the parasha didn't say it's for Tanai, it's still nice for Tanai because that's what the parasha is talking about. So Mechet is to say that in case we can't come to Kayim for a Soisha Isha, this still should be the Parsha of Saita. This din of here has to be covered is Bon Shulchan Aruch, Evan Hakim, Simon Chafal of Seed Base. The Mechaba says like this, Lois Te Lachno B'nais Yisrael, Pruis Roish, Bishuk. They're not going to go with uncovered heads, Bishuk. Achas Penuya V'achas Eishas Ish. Saya Penuya and Saya Eishas Ish. So, good, we know Eishas for statement has to cover her head. What's Penuya? Penuya has to cover her head. A regular girl does not cover her head. What does it mean that Penuya has to cover her head? So there's three truths into this. The Magen Avraham in Siman Ayin Hey wants to say that when it says over here that Penuya is not a gold Pruis Roish, all that means is that it doesn't mean to say she has to cover her head. No. She's not allowed to go with her head, the soistris clear star in Baruch HaPsuk. She can't go with Minigah Prutzis, that soistris clear star in Baruch HaPsuk. Not that it has to be covered, it can't be wild, it can't be open without anything. No, it has to be braided, it has to be tied a little, it shouldn't be this there, like just flowing like that in the wind, Minigah Prutzis. So that's it. So there's two separate things. Penuya is not allowed to have her hair nister open, and Asia has to have a hair covered. So it's a doichik to say like that because the Mechaber brings both together. Achas penuya, achas eishes together. You want to say one means one way and the other means the other. One means only one doesn't have to be covered. The other one has to be covered. And also the Yisraelim is right. This is the Braisa. Homikor is our Braisa in Ksubas Ayin Beis. And Nail says this Kana Zara is also one thing. Kana Zara when Yisrael liyetsu b'prua rosh. So to say two separate dargas in the Braisa is felt. Kelmai someplace else in the Makar. This is the Beis Yisrael brings this for the Makar. The Gemara Ksubas Ayin Beis. So. And the Goyin also says that the Kamel B'nai Yisrael L'Kamel Isha is a mashma, but it says B'nai Yisrael doesn't say L'Isha. Is it right that even Penuya? But you have to say the same din like what Eishes is. It can't be two separate things because it's only one pasuk for a Soisha Isha. And okay, then there's all the Chelkos Sukhayim says his pshat. Achat Penuya v'achat Eishes ish Penuya be'ula Kamel. That we're talking about penuya, that's a be'ula. So achas penuya means a be'ula. So that also it's also a chiddush because the parish or state is talking about on a parish site in the suah is a married lady, not a penuya be'ula, and that's the whole makor of it. So make a place to put the makor by a penuya that was mizana. And also, the Panam Iris Malaysia says that there's really not a chiyuv on a penuya that was mezana to cover her hair. He only says it's a toiv of her. It's not a people shouldn't talk about her, but it's not a chiyuv mamish. And Mela, he says, Malaysia, if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it. That the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Ayin Hey that you can't be toiv. Brings this Panam Iris. that you can't be kofer for the cover here because this problem because it's only tzakanta and Melish doesn't want. Ein writes lotzis ein yichem lekofer and he brings this is the panamiris similar. So Mel is also the same problem. It's the same like that because it's not such a real din on a pnuyish shazinsa or pnuyish beula. And you carry the brisa, so how could you have the mikar for that? Elamai someplace else, but the Beis say no one else has another mikar for that. The Beis Shmuel says, "Achas pnuya haynu almano grusha av besula mutter." That is talking about almano grusha, but besula is mutter. So now he's saying that the lady, once she was married already, once she had Avis and Assum, whenever is Machayev, and afterwards, even though she got her husband died, or else she got in his garish, still she's Machayev to cover him. And that's very good. That's very good in the Brice, because Azar of Nice Israel, she lo yates the Tuvah Shroish and his master, no matter what, even if afterwards she becomes Ashishish, she still has to cover him. But there's no new Isha. In the statements in the parish, parasites so much aishesnish, and that's mechayiv no matter when. Is he matzav aishesnish, or once she becomes ois matzav aishesnish, she'll still be mechayiv. That's good. That's put into the brayse. So now with that, I would like to infer the Maria Levi's raya from our Gemara. That case of the Gemara, the pasuk of Gemara says she is not a mi, it's only a mi on arusa. But once she was married already, and now she became an arusa, then it's not. Then there's she has to cover her head. Right, she was once married. She became Eishesish, and then her husband was Nifta, and now she's a Pnuya, and then she got Erisin. There's no din of Parsha Saita that it's the first marriage. It's not talking about a Vesula. Parsha Saita is not talking about that. Parsha Saita is talking about a married lady, no matter what. The first marriage, fifth marriage, no difference. So in case where she got married before, and now her head is covered, and now she became an Arusa. From the next marriage, and there's a chassash of, then the chassash of Znos, and the husband wants to mask her. So then, if the pasuk for a shishi will not be mind, because now her head is covered, and she has to cover her head, and it's a big design for her to uncover her head, because she was once married. Well, the pasuk for a shishi will not be a mit, and that's why you need a mit, the other mit of tachasisha or tachasishech. Because those are mit, because now you can't, you know, now she's in Arusa, and this is the kinnik making of Arusa, you can't make a kinnik because it all's mutim. So that's why it's very good that even though, I'll tell you, Arusa doesn't have to cover her head, but still, the farasa she won't be mit in the case where she became an Asur beforehand. And now in this chakna she's in Arusa, that's when you'll need the mit from Tachas Isha or Tachas Isha. Oh. So, the Mishavura brings the Maria Levi and Rekiva Eger brings him also. The Taz also brings mitzvahs like that they cover the head. And they go to Shail Deir Isis. It's not such a posta, Shail Deir Isis, it's not just the Chumud Rabbonin. Point to the ones who hold you have to, the Shail Deir Isis. Takash Dagadig from the Mishnah. So this is the second paragraph, Takash Dagadig. But the Mice is the Shail Deir Isis. And the Oitza Poiska brings a lot of people, Lakan. I just saw there's a Yalkut Shemoni that says Sif Seisayich Kala Omer of Tachlifa the Kisner Hashem Rishim Ben Levi Ma Kala Zu Roisha Faru Ala Einei Koil Megala Paneho Loim Eloi Nechshan Til Dvar Veda. That her Roisha is Peru Ala Einei Koil, her head is uncovered for everyone, and Megala Paneho she uncovers her face and says Loim Nechshan Til Dvar Veda. It's kach bnei Torah lo yichshud nimal dvein. Bnei Torah shouldn't be chshud nimal dvein. Moirim lachedim lo yitalvu beribis vein. Wafim beribis. They should, whatever they say, they should be consistent with it. They shouldn't be chshud nimal dvein. The same way, just like a kala is not chshud. So it says over here, kala goes roisha perua leinei koi. So, this Yalkut says that Lisa, when she's going to Kala, when she's getting married, what's the Chavdala? It says before that, Kasset is the Chavdala Tachshit, and it's told when she's getting married, then the din is to uncover that. So you see, this is before she Yalkut to say like that. Moshe Feinstein also said that Maria Levi and Uki Vega cannot argue on the Mishnah Mefureshes. And they said over also something that has its ear as it's her thing. That what means her thing to show that I wasn't Mizana. She wants to show off, tell everyone I was never Mizana. I am a kosher lady. So that's why you can't stop her from that. And as the Baron Tak was also not one of that, he should not go with uncovered head over there because at this point of this Yalkut Shemai.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.